A61, number 28B.
You feel that life would change quite a bit if we would have a better sense of the synonymous term love. Gosh, I wish I would have that more present. The world is always coming in and the suggestions and I don't know what. And one always has to somehow say, now, come on, old boy, how is reality? What is really reality? And you have to sit back and say, now, what is happening? Can we change perfection? That's the question she asks about love. Can we change perfection? Meaning, perfection is. So why worry? But if I say, why worry? I say something very dangerous. I may mislead the student and say, forget all about mind, spirit, soul, and principle, and life, and truth, and start with love. Huh? And then we really get into trouble. Huh? Because you can see now that the state of love, of having really a sense that love has an expression, we naturally ask, what is that expression? What is the form of this expression? You come to truth, huh? And you ask at once, what is that form of truth? It is of the state of isness and not of something that is evasive, so it is life. Huh? And you go right back to truth, life, principle, soul, spirit, mind, where you see that this expression is conceived of by mind, by mind, and that mind, right from the beginning, has a perfect idea in view, has a perfect goal in view, right from the beginning. And therefore, then our sense of peace and rest is a peace and rest that rests in a complete and full and consciousness of truth, and not just a belief that all is fine. So that's why we have to go through the stages of the first six synonymous term in order to know what is actually the halo that rests on the object. What is that halo? What is that rainbow, that sevenfold rainbow? How big is the idea? And the mother always has to know how big the idea is, or she's not a good mother. Good mother must always see that the idea is big, that the whole rainbow rests on its brow, that the whole glory rests on the idea, that the idea reflects all the ideas of the seven synonymous term. Therefore we give to this idea, a mother gives therefore to this idea all the hope, all the promise, anticipates its fulfillment. It cannot think wide enough, high enough, far enough, big enough. The bigger we think, the wider we think, the higher we think, the more we are a mother, the more we touch love. Yes? In the highest sense, we have mother as an idea of love. Then, as the next one, we have imparts, love imparts. And gives a lot of this sense of impartation. She says, love endows, love bestows. She speaks about the bestowals of love. Love gives all, supplies all good. We partake of his love. She speaks about the flood tides of love, the inexhaustible gift of love. Can you see? It's always giving, giving, giving.